Blog Talk Radio.
Studies, because we need to know what devotion is. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and certainly we need to be devoted to one another. And because we don't do these studies, unfortunately, some of us, we don't understand that predicate nor concept. Hey, I got my glasses came in the mail today. Ooh-wee, I read it. Contrary to what we said, Yup Soup, you missed something. Well, I can see like an eagle now. Don't get it twisted. Yum Soup can see like an eagle at a distance. Close up, not so much. My glasses came in the mail. I'm ready. I'm all fired up. And yeah, I've been watching these so-called confirmation hearings in Washington, D.C. for Amy Coney Barrett to be on the so-called Supreme Court justice, simply or not, but handpicked lackeys to do the biddings of their masters, whatever their masters want. They seem to produce it. It ain't justice. It's just us. That's why you need devotion, okay? Because you can't get it from them. You can't get anything that's just from them. But you can get everything just from the Most High. And let me tell you something. In our studies, we found out the Most High is not sugar-coated. He's not la-di-da and all that. As we study along in Job, the Most High can be quite hard sometimes in his testing of us. And maybe you may not think, Most High, why are you testing me so hard? Sometimes you got to be put through the fire and to know what you produced and what you're made of. So don't go always crying and whining. Why me? Why not you? Are you any better than the rest of us? Are we any better than you? So when you're tested, remain steadfast in your test. Remain devoted to the Most High and to each other. Because for all intents and purposes, that's all we got. My name is Yum Soup, and this is the Real Talk for Real People and Intense Investigatory Study Show. But before we get started, I'd love to bring my friend and brother on, whom helped with this show. We're equals. We're like Joshua and Caleb, so to speak. The Most High know how to put a good team together, don't he? And he's certainly done it in the case of Joshua and Caleb, and in the certain case of Cartriel and Yum Soup. Without further ado, let me bring my brother on. And we're going to get started in our studies. Cartriel, the Most High, may the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless you, my brother and friend. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yam Soup Ari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you said a mouthful, man. I ain't never been put in the category of Joshua and Keller, but...
Well, maybe we a few steps down, but nevertheless, we still a good team.
A few steps down?
Well, a whole lot of steps down, but still, we still a good team.
Hey, I'm hoping we can reach that level. Joshua Keller, tight.
Truquito. Dedicated men to the Most High.
Oh,
who love each other, love their nation, and most important, love it and follow the Most High instructions. Truth be
fearless done. Mighty men. Fearless mighty men.
Mighty.
I'm glad you got your glasses.
I knew you weren't gonna let it slide, brother.
Nah, you brought it up.
Yeah, but I might well. I know you weren't gonna let it slide. So let me slide them on my face.
No.
Uh-huh.
Now okay. You could get deeper in without running into obstacles because you can't see.
Okay. Well, they get a constructive criticism coming from you. All right.
But listen, you see a lot better than a lot of our people.
I certainly can, brother.
I will say that.
I will admit that. All right, brothers and sisters. Get your maps out, your books to Bereshit. No, not the Greek word Genesis, but Bereshit, the Hebrew word.
But hold up. Insofar as this hearing that's going on with this judge.
Oh, man, it's a bunch of none. Never answer no question. I can't answer that question. Oh, no, I can't answer that question. Oh, no, I ain't got an opinion about it. But you done wrote a whole lot about it. You can't talk about it, but you wrote a whole lot about it. No, I can't talk about it. I can't think about AC. No, I can't talk about it. I can't. Come on, lady. Who you playing? Who you trying to play?
You might as well just give her a ticket to a lifetime seat.
And a paycheck, for all intents and purposes.
Oh, that's what she's going to get. But yeah. At least she got some, you know, Haitian Yeladim. She adopted some Israelite Haitian Yaladi.
Yeah, but I
if that means anything at all.
That never impressed me, Contrail.
That doesn't impress you. It don't impress me either.
When people of different nations adopt our children, I'm never
impressed.
She
calling them? She's calling them black.
Yeah.
You have two black children. No, you don't.
Right.
You got two Israelite children. That's what you got.
You're trying to get some blessings.
Two Israelite children. You ain't got no black children.
That's what I'm saying. You trying to get some blessings. Maybe you
that's what it is. Believe me, that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe she will, maybe she won't. I don't know. I'm not the creator. But
the Most High, you know, goes into people's minds and gives them dreams.
Right.
Like Nebuchadnezzar and like Pharaoh. Like Most High enemy. Most High gave Laban a dream. Leave Joseph alone. Leave Jacob alone. No one touch him.
Exactly.
Most High will talk to you in your dream. So we don't know what's going on.
And we've studied that the Most High. I do sometimes communicate with some of us throughout our dreams. And just because you're having a dream, that doesn't necessitate the fact that the Most High is communicating with you. But it does not suggest, infer, and imply that he doesn't. And that's up to you and the Most High. You've asked him for something, or maybe he's leading you somewhere. You had to ascertain that. Yom Suh can't ascertain that for you. Only you and the Most High can work that one out. Well,
Who's that guy? Who's that guy that comes out with all those horror pictures? Steven Spielberg?
Steven Spielberg and Dean Koontz and another one. They come out a lot of these weird horror pictures. I don't know where they conjure some of these horror pictures up from.
I think it comes in their dreams and they write it down on paper.
Mm-hmm. And there's some weird dreams. All right.
I wouldn't want to have them.
No, not them weird dreams they be having, bro. That's too weird. All right, let's get started, Cartrell. Listeners?
All right.
Have you got that? Okay. Man, these glasses work wonder, Cartrell. I'm ready. The Elohim said to Zaku, arise, go to Bethel, and remain there. He gave him instructions. And build an altar there to the Elohim, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Yaakov said to his household and to all who were with him, rid yourselves of alien gods in our midst. You got to get rid of that. See, we have problems because of this. I know my daughter Dina wouldn't even probably got caught up in this situation with all these alien gods around her. And now my son Simon and Levi then massacred the whole town. Something ain't right. So y'all need to get rid of all those angels that y'all hiding from me. But the Most High see them. Y'all trying to hide your religion from me. But the Most High see you. And purify yourself. And even change your clothes. Now come. Let us go to Bethel. And I will build an altar there to the Elohim, who answered me when I was in distress. And I'm in a distressful situation right now as a result of my two sons.
And he sounds like King David, don't he?
Yeah, his son had put some heat on him. And he's in a distress. He laid him out. I'm in a distressful situation here. Okay?
And who did he turn to?
He didn't turn to Simeon and Levi. He turned, none of the other sons of his. He turned to the Most High, the God of Isaac. Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham.
And he testified that Yah helped him.
Exactly.
Right?
You got
to pray to Yah. Yah helped him, and he's testifying.
Right.
If it wasn't for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we wouldn't even be here. His brother was trying to do the same thing that the Canaanites was doing. He wanted to, Jacob, follow me. You know, we're going this way. Jacob said, go ahead, keep going. I'll catch up. Most of them break off.
Well, I can't do it like that. I got to break off.
You might be brothers, but it ain't necessarily good to mix with your brother. Your brother needs to do his thing, and you need to do your thing.
Do your thing. Y'all, you go and do your Esau, and I'm going to do me. But I'm just glad we love each other. I'm on another mission, okay? Sometimes you got to tell that to your old family. I love y'all, but we on whole different mission. You walk your way and I walk mine. And he said, I will build the altar there to the Elohim, who answered me when I was in distress. And I'm in distress now. Who has been with me wherever I've gone.
He's teaching his whole family when he's saying that.
Exactly.
Everybody that's listening to Jacob right now, they're getting a lesson.
Exactly. And then they gave to Jacob all the alien religions.
Oh, Lord.
All the alien religions and the idols that they had and the rings that were in their ears. And Jacob buried them under the terebinth tree that was at Shechem. As they set out, a terror from Yah fell on the cities round about. See, that's why they didn't molest them. He answered Jacob, because otherwise those cities would have pounced upon him. But the Most High put trepidation and fear upon those cities round about, so that they did not pursue the sons of Jacob.
Yeah.
So he did what the Most High required. The Most High protected him and his family. Otherwise, they'd have beat the brakes off Jacob and his whole family, truth be told. But Jacob knew who to go to. Do you know who to go to? Okay. Thus Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land, still in the land of the Canaans, he and all the people who were with him. There they built the altar and named the site El Bethel. For it is there that Yah had revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak below Bethel. And it was named Olon Baku. Yah appeared again.
This is the first time we introduced to Deborah.
Right, Deborah.
Her name. Rebecca's nurse.
Isaac's wife, Rebecca, had a nurse named Deborah. But you know what? It tells me something too, Katri, and it should tell the listeners. You know, even though his wife had passed, Isaac's wife, Rebecca, had passed on, she was still with the family. They didn't put her in the old folks' home. She was still hanging out. They didn't do it like we do. They didn't put her in the old folks' home like we do.
Right.
They kept her in the family because she family. Family stays together. They didn't put her in the old folks' home. They looked after her.
She took care of our mother, Rebecca.
Right.
Isaac's wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take care of her.
Huh?
And he said, we're going to take care of her. She took care of my mama. I'm going to take care of her. We ain't going to put an old folk home. The Canaanite.
That's protocol.
Right. That's how we all do it. She didn't put in the Canaanite resting home. The Canaanite resting home. They kept her. They
just dump her off on the side of the road.
Exactly. Unfortunately, like some of us do.
Kick her to the curb.
Exactly, Kajriel. And Yah again appeared to Jacob on his arrival from Paran. And he blessed him. Yah said to him, you whose name is Jacob, you shall be called Jacob no more, but Israel shall be your name. Thus he named him Israel. And Yah said to him, I am Shaddai. Be fertile.
El Shaddai.
I can see good country. I can see it, man. El Shaddai. Man, I got some southern flavor on my El Shaddai country. I can say it like New York. I can see
but
it.
But I
like...
want you to say it over and over again because names are important, which is why the Most High told Jacob to get rid of his name.
I know.
He shall no more be called Jacob.
I know
Yisra.
I know.
So why are we walking around with these slave names?
I know this is important. Our names are important. I know that.
But why are we walking around with these slave names?
I'm not. My name is not slave. My name is Yamsu Ari.
Killebrew.
Hey, no. It's Yamsu Ari. Okay.
Yeah, you have to change your name.
Uh-huh.
You change your vibration. Mm-hmm. That's where change comes in. Right?
Well, people, yeah.
I can't change. Yes, you can. Hold on.
Wait just a minute. Yaqub didn't go to no legal system.
Oh no.
Now Yaqub didn't go to a system to change his name. So I don't have to go no legal system or court system to change my name. I got that right to change my name. If Yaqub didn't go to the Canaanite courts. Why you not state court, bro? My name Yom Suf Ari, Katriel. Say my name, brother. Say my name.
Yom Suf Ari.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. What it mean? What it mean?
The righteous lion of the Most High that roars by the sea of reeds.
And what does Ronald Killer Rumi mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that
means.
You go. I don't know nothing. Yo, I don't know what
that
it means.
Vibration, you walking around, you don't know nothing. Ronald Killebrew don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing about
the vibration in your name.
No, I don't. Cause it don't
Sufari, woo, people better watch out.
But that name, that slave name, doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
Exactly.
But you see, the name is important. The Most High changed our father Jacob's name, not only once, he's saying it twice, right? He fought the angel, angel blessed him.
Yeah, the angel
put his stamp of approval on it right here.
Right, and the Most High
to put Jacob
on my name. I prayed to the Most High for Yom Suf Arif. The Most High gave me Yom Suf Arif. The Most High put a stamp on Yom Suf Arif. And I don't need to. Yaqub didn't go to the Canaanite courts, and I don't have to go to the United States courts.
And I'm gonna show you something. When he was named Jacob. He was running around a little bit scared.
Exactly.
When the Most High changed his name to Israel,
right,
he put fear on all the nations around him.
Well, I'm certain I put a little trepidation on people when I come on a Real Talk for Real People show. I put a little trepidation on them. I'm certain.
Yeah, which is why they try to suppress us from knowing who we really are.
Exactly.
They love us as long as we're calling ourselves Black, Negro, African American, and colored. They love us.
Once we start changing
our name, oh, that shakes them up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I put a little fear and trepidation on people.
Mm-hmm. And we got to be like our father. We have to change our name. Shed the slave name and the slave mentality.
Exactly. You said a mouthful of that, Cartrell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all.
That's why I had to stop you right here, man, because the name is important.
And it certainly is, Cartrell, and I have to concur with you on that. And then he named him Israel. And Yah said to him, I am El Shaddai. Be fertile and increase. A nation, yea, an assembly of nations shall descend from you. Kings shall issue from your loins. Ooh. The land that I assigned to Abraham and Isaac, I assign to you and to your offspring to come. Where I assigned the land. Yah parted from him at the spot where he had spoken to him. And Yaqub set up a pillar at the site where he had spoken to him, a pillar of stone. He offered a libation on it, poured oil upon it. He anointed it. And Yaqub gave the site where Yah had spoken to him the name of Bethel.
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 That means what? The house of the Most High.
Okay.
Bethel, house of Yah.
The house of Yah. They set out for Bethel, the house of Yah. But when they were still some distance, short of Ephrath, Rachel was in childbirth, and she had a hard labor. When her labor was at its hardest, the midwife said to her, have no fear, for this is another boy for you. But as she breathed her last, she was dying. She named him Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin, because names are important.
What does Benoni mean? It means son of my sorrow.
Right.
And Jacob did not, or Israel did not want that vibration on his son.
Exactly.
Which is why he changed his name immediately to Benyamin, which means son of my right hand. Most exactly. people are right-handed. That's your strong hand. So he changed it from bad to good.
Right.
Because he realized the battle that his wives were having with each other and putting these vibrations on their sons.
Exactly.
Jacob said, oh, I'm going to stop this right here with the last son. No, you're not going to name him what you want to name him.
Right.
I'm going to rename him what I want to name him, Ben-Yamin, son of my right hand.
That's a good point, Katya. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, Rachel died. She was buried on the road to Ephrath.
Why she died?
Childbirth. She had a difficult childbirth. She died in childbirth.
More than that. It's more than that.
And then, why she died. Let's go back to the historical reason why she died. The reason why she died, that curse was put upon her. When Laban came to retrieve what he thought was stolen by him, and when Yaakov, in righteous indignation, not knowing that his love of his life, Rachel, has stolen these items, he said, may they die if any one of them have stole anything from you. He put that curse on his wife, unbeknownst to him. Words matter, brothers and sisters. Words matter. So be very careful what you put out on people, okay? And so
you can't take it back.
You can't take it back. And this is the end result of that. This was the love of his life, Rachel. Okay, let's go. Okay, then. Okay. Rachel died. She was buried on the road to Ephrath, now Bethlehem. Over her grave, Yaakov set up a pillar. It is the pillar at Rachel's grave to this day.
So she got a grave of her own.
Of her own. Mm-hmm.
Abraham brought the cave of Machpelah, right?
Exactly.
She wasn't buried there.
No, she wasn't.
She got her own grave site. That's important.
Well,
go ahead,
brother. At the grave, Israel journeyed on and pitched his tent beyond Magdah Eder. While Israel stayed at the land, Reuben went and laid with Bahad, his father's concubine, and Israel found out. Now the sons of Yaakov were 12 in numbers. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Yaakov's first.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Your son slept with your concubine.
Exactly.
And you just heard about it?
He just heard about it.
He ain't do nothing?
Well, he didn't know yet.
He killed that boy.
He should have fucking died, didn't he? Yeah, well, he had mercy, because that's the kind of man he was. He had mercy. He loved it. He loved all his children, good and the bad. Let's not sugarcoat this. I mean, sometimes they were quite unlovable. In the case of Simeon and Levi, they did back at that town, slaughtered the whole town. Now, in the case of Reuben.
Leah's son.
Right.
Sons of Leah.
Right. He gave his sons quite a lot of leeway. Because he loved his children, the good, the bad, and ugly. You know, and that's the kind of man he was. You know, I can't make him like Yom Suf. I don't know what I would have did. I mean, truth be told, and she wasn't Leah, and she wasn't Rachel, and she was a concubine, and in those terms, she still was legally attached to him.
Come on, man.
I don't know, Katya.
He killed the whole town of Shechemites for violating his daughter.
Yeah. And then he
goes. You come after that.
And
you go sleep with your
father's concubine? I don't know. I don't know, country. I don't know.
We was broken people from the beginning.
From the beginning.
We was broken people from the beginning.
From the beginning.
And our test is to straighten it all out. We can't act like they was acting. No,
right.
We can't do that. Well, we know good men from bad men. Good from evil.
Exactly.
And the fact that Jacob didn't kill Reuben is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It shows the love and the patience and the tolerance level that he had for his sons. And it's going to
reflect with your brother's mother.
Yeah. Your brother's
that's
mother.
Put it raw.
How can you do that, bro? How can you do that, Reuben? What possessed you? Man, okay, it's going to get far worse with these brothers. You think it's bad now, it's going to get worse.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, this tip of I mean, we were broken people back in the day, as rightly alluded to. Yaakov's firstborn was Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun. The sons of Rachel was Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bahad, Rachel's maid, Dan and Naphtali.
Reuben slept with the mother of Dan, Naphtali.
Exactly.
Bilhah.
Yeah.
This the woman, the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, mm-hmm. with Dan and Naphtali. This is who Reuben slept with.
Exactly. And you can see why we were in constant turmoil, don't you? The sons of Zilpah, Leah's maid, Gath, and Asher. These was his, Hold on, wait just a minute. Okay. Contrail pointed out something, and it went over me, then I had to go back. Let me get this right. Okay. The sons of Rachel. Okay, now let me get to these handmaidens again. The sons of Zilpah, Rachel's handmaid. He slept with Rachel's handmaid. He didn't sleep with the
mother's handmaid.
He slept with the contestant. So those vibes carried out to those sons. Oh, my mama didn't give to her. I ain't gonna sleep with my mama handmaid, but I'm gonna sleep with Rachel's handmaid. You know, hey, that's how it's going down. You know, it's out there. You know, we got animosity to give one another. So why not? Yeah, I, you know what? I had to come back real quick on Evan Cartrell. And the sons of
he probably caught her taking a bath or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got her excited.
Right.
And he was calculating in his head. He said, my mother's handmaid. Right. My brother's
handmaid. Hey, that's Rachel's handmaid. She opened territory, which she wasn't open to nobody. And these are
that's his father's concubine. He wasn't thinking about his father, was he?
Well, he didn't care nothing about his daddy. So sometimes, let me tell you something, listen out there, you mamas and daddies out there. Sometimes your children don't care nothing about you when they should. And all the stuff you've done for them, you bent over backwards. You fed them when they couldn't feed themselves. You wiped their nasty little behind when they couldn't wipe themselves. Now they know everything. And you can't tell them nothing, but yet you've been here far longer. So,
and Jacob put his life on the line, and they saw that. His son saw their father put his life on the line, not only against the Canaanites, but against his brother Esau, too.
Exactly.
So they saw how strong and mighty their father really was.
Exactly. But Cartrell, don't shortchange our brothers and sisters out there. There's some brothers and sisters out there that put their life on the line for their youngsters, too. And got little or no appreciation. So welcome to the club. We broken people. So don't feel dejected. Don't feel your head low. Well, that child, I did. Welcome to the club. You ain't the first one, okay?
Such is life.
Yeah, it's a fact of life. When it comes to our children, unfortunately, we're broken people. Especially if we don't do what Yah tell us to do. And those are the end results. And Yaakov came to...
You have to hammer in the right direction for them, whether they like it or not.
Right.
I couldn't wait to get away from my mother. But you know, she hammered so much positivity in me that I appreciate what she did. I didn't appreciate it at the time.
Yeah, it was second
nature.
She
did not neglect her responsibility towards her children, because she hammered home wisdom and how to live in us.
And so she should have. And so should all of our mothers and fathers. Hammer this in. And so when they run away from you, and sometimes they do, they go to the dark side of the moon. When I said mine's at the dark side of the moon, they try
to
hide. Yeah, they want to hide from daddy. But sooner or later, they had to come from the dark side of the moon. Because I'm not coming anyway. They can make their beds however they want to make their beds. After I done told them, taught them how to make their bed. Now, you make your bed nasty. Don't think Papa going to sleep in that bed with you. You're going to sleep in that nasty bed by yourself. Okay? See, that's what some of our brothers and sisters do wrong. Try to run behind their children with a catcher's mitt. Let them fall and bust their head. Okay? But as long as they stay with you, I mean, they come back to you. You got to show them some love. It's just the way it is. Yaakov came to his father Isaac at Mareh, at Karata Abba. Now, Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had sojourned. At that time, Isaac was 100, still living, was 180 years old when he breathed his last and died. When he finally got a chance to see his son after all those years. And he
lived longer than Rachel.
He certainly did. And he gathered to his kin. He was gathered to his kin at a ripe old age. And they buried, and he was buried by his sons, who had made amends to one another, Esau and Yaakov. They came together, had made amends, and they had an opportunity to bury the axe, so to speak, but they left the handle up. They buried it for themselves, but they left the handle up, and we're tripping over it, both of us together.
So when their fathers die, uh-huh. Abraham died, right? When
uh-huh.
Abraham died, our father Abraham,
right.
Ishmael and Isaac had to come together to bury him, right?
Exactly.
Even though they had like a little bit of beef.
Exactly.
And here we see that Jacob and Esau had to come together to bury their father
mm-hmm.
Isaac, even though they had a lot of beef.
Exactly.
Some
exactly.
things are very sacred, and you have to put things aside. We live in a day where people have shootouts at funerals.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They shoot beef right in the funeral. We are a hot mess, Cartrell. A hot mess.
This time.
Yeah.
We really lost it.
Well, we lost
all
it.
All the protocols that we had as a people, as a nation, coming from the roots that we're reading,
exactly.
shows how far off the mark we are.
So far off, Cartrell. So far, my brother. Well, we're going to continue on in our studies. You know, as I said at the beginning of our intense investigatory study session, that the Most High is not some sugar-coated sugar cookie, okay? And sometimes you get tested. And sometimes you're going to have these fair-weathered friends that come along and try to make matters worse for you, okay? But sometimes you got to put them in their place. As we would see in chapter 12, Joe, is to put these men in check right quick. Three of them, they've been at him wall to wall, back to back, attack, attack, attack. You done did something wrong, you dirty. But Joseph and them put him in check. And folks, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you got to put people in check. I don't care who they are, mama, brother, sister, friend, or any other. When they come at you wrong, you got to put them in check. If you know you ain't did nothing wrong, don't sit there quiet. Open your mouth. Get them in check. You ain't got to cuss and fuss with them. Say, no, I ain't do that. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, let's read chapter 12.
He's talking about people supposed to be friends coming at
yeah.
us hard.
But he finna come hard, Cartrell. He finna come hard. He finna
yeah.
come hard right back at him.
If you live in a glass house, don't throw no stone.
And Job answers them, these fair weathered friends, and said, no doubt.
What did he say?
No doubt, you are my
don't
people.
Don't we say that today? No doubt.
No doubt about it. You are my people. And wisdom and wisdom will die with you. Being sarcastic. y'all got all the sense in the world. Wisdom gonna die with you. But let me tell you something. I have understanding as well as you. I'm not inferior to none of you. None of you so-called fair weather friends come checking me, come stepping to me, come trying to tell me I'm wrong. Indeed, who does not know such thing as these? I am marked by friends. Everybody know you kind of fair weather friends who called on Yah, and he answered him. The just and the blameless is ridiculed. The left is despised, and the thought of one who's at ease. I mean, you at ease, but ain't no light in you because you despising me. You laid back at ease. Ain't no light in you. You despise me. You don't even know what you're talking about. I really ain't feeling y'all right now.
It is like white supremacists. Universal
right.
White supremacist.
Right.
Them
two.
Same exact thing.
Them two. Am I inferior? Hey, he said, it is made ready for those whose feet slip.
Uh-oh.
The tent of robbers prosper. He's trying to show a juxtaposition. Y'all trying to come in and get on me like I done did something wrong. But even the tent of robbers, they prosper. So don't try to make it right or wrong issue. Because robbers prosper, and I'm not no robber, but you trying to make me look like I'm the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. Okay?
Ain't that the truth about white universal racist supremacists?
I say it all the time, Cottrell.
Out of Europe and robbed. Everybody. You're trying to make everybody else look bad. Really?
And they prosper.
And they prosper. What?
Yeah.
You're trying to get a piece of the pie. Like
exactly.
What's her name?
Amy Coney Barrett.
No.
Hey, which one?
Patty Hearst.
Oh, Patty Hearst. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Man, don't say no more about her.
Trying to get a piece like Patty Hearst.
Yep. Truth be told. Well, they got the judges. They got the judges to get their justice. True, and they're trying to get it. Exactly. And those who provoke Yah are secure. He said, that's folk that provoke Yah, they're secure. And what Yah provides by his hand.
Sounds like white, universal, racist supremacists. They should have rocketed to the moon. Most high magic power of Babel down.
Right.
You trying to provoke y'all? How dare y'all?
No, but that's what they do. That's how they do it.
You want to be astronauts. No, you don't. You don't want to be no astronaut. You're challenging the Most High.
Exactly.
That's why you smack the challenger out the sky. Who are you challenging? The challenger.
Right.
Do the history. Do the research. You
exactly.
People provoking y'all, like it says. Those who provoke Elohim are secure, or they think they're secure.
Exactly. Did you know, Cottrell, that, you know, the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania wife was in the store, and some universal white race supremacists called her the N-word. But it goes without saying. And let us continue. It was just food for thought.
They got all kind of names for us, right?
Yeah, all kind of names. And, you know,
why are they trying to throw dirt on our name? Didn't we discuss names a little bit earlier?
Man,
why are they trying to throw dirt on our name?
But you cannot accept these names, Gabriel. Here's the problem. Herein lies our dilemma. If someone calls you a name, are you required to accept the name and respond? I'm not required. I told you, Cartier, and let me tell you again, Lester. I am not an N-word. I'm not a nigger. And I told people back in the day my response to that word, which is
I'm not
no
black
response.
Either. I'm not
right.
black either.
Right. I'm not
black
that.
Voters,
so I don't respond
black
to
voters?
Those words. Right.
What is a
you
black voter?
Right. You can't make up no word and give me, and I'm supposed to respond to those words. That's a coming upon me. So I'm gonna tell you like I told everybody, and let me tell you again. If you don't know, if you hear this for the first time, Yom Suf. Say Yom Suf is walking through the grocery store. A whole lot of universal white race supremacists in the grocery store. They start seeing the N-word like it's a song. Hey. I just keep shopping, looking at the items like I ain't heard them. They're singing for about 30, 40 minutes, all the way to checkout. Yum Soup wouldn't even respond. And the little boy brought a run to Yum Soup. Hey, mister, they're calling you the N-word. You got anything to say about it? I said, son, that's not my name. My name is Yum Soup Arif. I've heard people call throughout my course of my life. I've heard people call that, and they were looking for that nigger. I was looking for the nigger too, because I ain't never met one. They're good, Cottrell. Long as they keep looking for that nigger. Long as they put the hand on Yum Soup Arif and just keep looking for that nigger, which I've been looking for in 64 years come tomorrow. I've never had the fortune of ever seeing one, so therefore I don't respond to such words. Okay?
Yum Soup Arif.
Yum Soup Arif. Okay.
Listen.
Yo.
The news tonight talked about a newly elected governor in Connecticut, a daughter of Zion, a sister. She got so much hate email that it's incredible. They were telling her, shut up, nigga. Pick some cotton. How's she supposed to respond?
She's the governor, Cartier?
Governor. Daughter of Zion in Connecticut.
Let me tell you something about universal white race supremacy. From my experience and observation, you think these people are just going away? You think these people are just forgetting about it? These people never
go away. You and I are racist because we're talking about it.
Right. People don't go nowhere, and they ain't forgetting about it. So what are you going to do?
Number one threat. Domestic terrorists are universal white racist supremacists. And Donald Trump supports them.
And you better believe it, Cartrell, and they better believe it too. Let us finish up these important studies, Cartrell, and we'll get back to that. Boy, these glasses work wonders, Cartrell.
I can see clearly now.
Yeah, man, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Praise the Most High. I certainly can, Cottrell. Praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, verse 7. Now, ask the beast. See, animals can teach you a lot. And
Joe said, what did you talk about Planet of the Apes yesterday?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And he said, and Job said, now ask the beast. They will teach you. And the birds of the air, they will tell you. Or speak to the, not only that, but speak to the earth.
Do what?
It will teach you. And
do
the
what?
Fish of the sea will explain to you. The earth.
Whoa.
It
go
will
back
teach
to
you. And speak
to
the earth.
What?
And speak to the earth.
That's what Dr. Carver did, right? George Washington Carver.
He certainly did.
He said the peanuts were speaking to him.
Exactly.
Right?
And Job said it. Job said, speak to the earth.
Okay. How many of us have done that?
We stuck on stupid, brother.
Okay.
Man, I ain't gonna be no Dr. Doolittle. I ain't speaking to no animals. I'm gonna tell you something about just brothers and sisters, about animals. And that's why I told Cartrell, I think my foreparents were close to animals. And because I like animals, and they seem to have an affinity to me. I never met a dog that bit me, and I never bit him back. And I love horses, I love sheep, I love cattle. I just love animals.
What do they say about dogs?
Dogs are several than that you ain't right.
Dogs, they say, are a man's best friend.
Exactly. And they tell ain't nothing right about you, too. Okay? If ain't nothing right about you, they say that dog will pick up on it. But like I said, I've never been bitten by a dog, and nor have I bitten a dog. So that speaks volumes. I like animals.
But ask the animals, how many lessons have mankind learned from animals? I know that martial arts, right, They imitate the tiger. They imitate the crane. They imitate the bear.
Right.
They imitate the leopard. They imitate the lion.
Right.
It's self-defense tactics. So animals can teach you a whole lot.
Man, they can teach you a whole lot right now. The ant can teach you
animals.
Right. Uh-huh. Birds can teach you something right now. Just look at them. Little squirrels can teach you something. Just look at them. Ants can teach you something. Right.
Do you know we learn medicine from animals? When animals get wounded, they go to certain plants or we eat that plant to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the shamans study when they study like jungles and animals and what they do.
Exactly. All that you got to do is follow animals. They can teach you a whole lot. But we have become so arrogant and we have become so dependent upon Western hemisphere and their studies that we have become students of stupidity.
We in the matrix. We in concrete jungles.
Right. And if it doesn't come through their universities, we don't think that's right. If they don't give you a certificate to put on the wall, you ain't educated. I went to a school of knowledge. What school did you go to? I went to Harvard. I was at Harvard, and I was in a Greek fraternity. You were? What school did you went to? I'm still in school, brother. I'm in the school of the universe. I ain't going to never get that damn certificate because I'm going to always be studying. That's the school I'm in. I never get a certificate.
The brother that goes to Harvard, my question is, do you know how to shear a sheep? Do you know how to butcher a sheep?
Nah, you don't know about that. He couldn't survive. He couldn't survive 2 days. The sheep would be shearing him, and they'd be butchering him. But they said, don't go to Yum Soup House. You're going to get sheared and butchered. Okay. And he's going to pray about it. He's going to pray for what he does. He's going to say, Most High, bless this animal. I need to provide his food for my services. And the blood
thank
I spill.
Thank you for the life of this animal.
And thank you for this life and the blood I'm spilling from this animal.
Exactly.
And thank you for his life. And but you're going to be
different. Going to shop right.
Exactly.
We all do.
Right. And I'm not gonna be cruel. I'm not. He ain't gonna never see it coming. He's not gonna be traumatized, Cartrell, and a pen full of other sheep, and they know what is coming. And you eating that traumatized meat, he'll never see it coming. Cause I be talking to him. He's just a nice little goat. You know, I like. Yeah. Let's pray together, little goat. Let's pray together, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. Everywhere
that's not
the fair. Well, no, you know, I'm going back to the fairy tales, man, on that one. But you know, I'm praying for the little sheep and little goat. I'm saying, Most High, God of Abraham,
pray
Isaac,
for the Lord sheep for the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Because he looks like them sheep.
He's going to be led to the slaughter, Most High. Let me pray for him that he not be traumatized. His blood I spill for him. And let him have peace. Wherever his soul, whatever his spirit, whatever it is, goes back to where he going, you take him on. Because I'm going to take him out. He'll never see it coming, Cartrell. All right, listen.
He's there for me.
Right. He's me for my table.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listeners. Because I'm not a cruel person. I'm not going to have those animals traumatized. It says, I'll speak to the earth. It will teach you. The fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these do not know? There ain't none among them that don't know that the hand of the Elohim has done this. They know this. That's why when Noah built that ark and he called forth from them, they came two by two. Because they hear. When Yah speaks, they heed Yah. Unfortunately, unlike some of us, they heed Yah.
When they call your animal.
Yeah, they call me an animal. Yeah, they call me an animal.
So when they call you animal, say thank you.
I'm good with that, country. It don't bother me what they call me.
So the animals are more wiser than we are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me animal, thank you.
Exactly.
9 out of 8, thank you.
Thank you.
Whatever you want to call me.
Thank you. And whose hand, right, and they know whose hand is the life of every living thing.
And the man calendar for scientists, the Big Bang, the evolutionary theory. We come from apes,
no?
No, they come from, yeah.
These animals know far more than that, okay? And the breath
they
of all
than scientists.
Right, they're wiser. And they said, and he said the question, and the breath of all mankind does not ear test words, and the mouth tastes food. Question: wisdom is with aged men, and a length of days understanding. Unfortunately, that is now the case with some of us, Cartrell, with aged men and women, and the length of days with the understanding, because our trust and our development and growth and our belief system is not predicated on the word of the Most High. Now, it should be predicated on the word of the Most High. Thus, you will have wisdom as an aged man or woman, and length of days and understanding. But because you choose not to trust in the Most High and predicate everything on Him, and that is your pivotal stone, your belief in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, unfortunately, we are left in dire straits. Because it says, with Him are wisdom and strength. Yah has counsel and understanding. If He breaks a thing down, it can't be rebuilt. If He imprisons a man, there could be no release, and we can speak to that right now. And it's wet, 400 years, 401 year county, universally speaking. I don't care how many AK-47s you got, how many bow and arrows you got, how many slingshots you got. You won't be right where the Most High wants you to be until He don't want you to be there. And you can't challenge Him just because you want to go somewhere. Well, Most High is here. It's time to stop the press and let us off and get the boats ready. No. Yeah. Your captivity, though, where your time spent, you know, your time spent is over with, but not. I'm calling in the shot. Say, I'll put you there and I'll get you out of there. Let me worry about that. You worry about the wrong thing. I told y'all to love on one another. I told y'all to look after one another. I told y'all not to mistreat, abuse, kill, and dominate one another. Won't you try working on that? Let me handle the rest. See, that's the wrong, what's wrong with us right now, Katria. We want to call the shot. We want to tell the Most High, hey, our 400 years is over. Let us up out of here. It don't work like that. What part you played in it? The Most High gave you instructions in this captivity. Are you following those instructions? Are you doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and telling the Most High that that should suffice? That's good enough. We celebrating altars and feast days and every damn thing. We celebrating in any land we want to celebrate. You just bring it on back to the big house. No. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Cadrell, does it work like that?
Listen, we talking about Job.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is universal.
True.
What Job is saying is universal, because not only does it apply to him, it applies to
all of us.
And he got so much firepower. Listen to the firepower he's bringing to these dudes. Like, y'all better back up, because trust me, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. Slow your roll.
And all the wisdom you think you got, you're going to die. Go ahead with yourself. But let me tell you something on a deeper level. Whatever I'm going through, this is what Yah purposed for me. And I'm going to go through it with a smile on my face.
Don't try to pull no shot. You ain't the shot caller here.
Nor am I. I gotta go through what I gotta go through.
No. I'm not
putting me down.
I'm trying to say us in general. Ain't now one of us no shot caller. Stop trying to be the shot caller and start trying to do what you told to do. That's gonna help all of us out. Long as you stop being the shot caller, we gonna be all right. Okay? Cardrell, listen.
Yeah.
Let's get in our studies again. And it says, if he withhold the waters, they dry up. That's that on that. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth. That's that on the ass Noah. With him are strength and prudence, a time and place for everything.
Where you get your strength and where you get your prudence from?
Now, you get your strength, your common sense. You get your common sense and your strength from him. Okay? You can't get it from one of these fine universities. Okay? Well, you may be in one of the Greek fraternities. No, you ain't going to get it there. Now, you're going to get it from him if you got any. With him are strength and prudence, common sense. The deceived and the deceiver are his. I got both of them in my hand. Those who deceiving and those who being deceived. I got both of them.
There's a lot of those, ain't there?
Man, there's a whole lot of those.
Deceiving and the deceived.
He leads counselors away plundered, so-called counselors away plundered. He makes fools of the judges.
That's why you see
what's going on now.
For this drug, this judge,
exactly.
We'll stop plundering them with the COVID-19.
Right.
And check this. The disease is named COVID-19. It's not named COVID-20. It means they knew COVID-19. They knew about it in 2019, not 2020.
Exactly. Let's get back to it. He looses the bonds of kings, and he certainly will in his good time. And he binds their waist with a belt. He leads princes away plundered. He certainly has. He overthrows the mighty. He certainly will. He deprives the trusted one of speech. He certainly has. He takes away the discernment of the elders. He certainly has. And
big time in America right now because COVID, they don't know how to deal with it. They done lost their mind.
They done lost their mind.
No discernment.
Right.
You're talking about old people going to super spreader events for Trump.
Exactly. I mean, come on, man. No common sense. No prudence, Cartrell. No prudence. None whatsoever.
He deprives the trusted ones of speech, not a lion, and takes away the discernment of the elders. Watch what the Republican Party is doing. These dudes is like in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And no prudence.
They got no common sense.
No common sense.
Mm-hmm.
He pours contempt on princesses. And certainly in the case of Donald Trump, that is certainly true. And disarms the mighty. He certainly has, and he certainly will. He disarmed him for a few weeks, and he's back in the saddle.
Officials at home, they're not in the Pentagon.
Right.
No enemy of America could have done that, but
He uncovers deep things out of the darkness.
Okay.
He brings the shadow of death to light.
COVID-19.
Right. He makes nations great and destroys them.
Destroys them.
He enlarges nations and guides them. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth, and certainly in the case of your beloved president, 45, it's certainly the case, isn't it?
I bear witness.
Amen, brother. He makes them wonder in a pathless wilderness. And certainly this man is in a passionless wilderness in the legend of his own mind. They grope in darkness without light. These people have no prudence. They have no light. They're leading to their own understanding. And he makes them stagger like a drunken man. And certainly that is the case as we speak. By them attending by them attending these rallies and so on and so forth. That is certainly the case, my man. Residual effect, Katria. Residual.
Like a drunken man, ain't he?
Rambling on, brother. Rambling on.
The deceiver and the deceived.
The following up. He got him in his hand. He said, I got him. I got him right here. Yes, sirree, Bob. I got him.
Hey, don't Job got some wisdom?
Man, he got more than them fair weather friends to try to come at him, though. Them fair weather friends.
Smacked them all.
He gave him a smackdown, Cartel.
Smacked them all, son. And trust me, they ain't done. They're going to come back for more.
But you know what? You know what? Job, he ain't scared.
No,
he gonna come back and go right with him. Right with him. Come on. If that's your best shot, come on with it.
We used to call it the dozens. You cracking on me, I'm gonna crack on your mom.
he certainly cracked on him, didn't he, Contreras?
Oh, he cracked the whip hard, son. I don't know how to get the cover. What we gonna see?
All right, well, look here. We're going to end our intense investigatory studies right there. And Joe, now, my dear brother and friend, always have a lovely, informative, intense investigatory studies of a Psalms. See, y'all need these Psalms. These Psalms was not written for your entertainment value. They were written for your understanding value of how you should get your devotion, how you should maintain your devotion, how you should keep your devotion. That's why we play that song, to devotion. Well, Cartier, my brother and friend, we're waiting on that love. And I'm going to put my reading glasses. I did good to the Cartier. Reading glasses go a long way, Cartier.
Excellent, man. Excellent.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sharpen the two-edged sword, brother. Don't lose those glasses, though.
I certainly won't, Cartier. They were
and let me be the first to wish you a Yom Holetic. Happy birthday, because the sun is down. We in a new day.
I don't celebrate no birthday. It's my birthday. I call it my birthday. I started breathing that day. I was slapped on my behind, and I started breathing on that day. That's all it means. The day I started breathing is the day I started dying in this human body. So we came here to die. I've accepted that, and that's the way you ought to be. The day you start breathing is the day you start dying. So it was my birthday. Okay?
You sound like Joe.
It's true, country. It's my birthday.
And they're butt naked? Going out butt naked. Maybe, you know, they put something on me in the casket.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thus you are and thus you shall return. Enjoy the ride in between. Appreciate
exactly.
The ride in between. Connect with the creator who made you. Not your mother and father. My mother and father didn't know I was going to be a boy.
Right. They ain't no
gift
nothing.
To them. You
right.
A gift. We are all gifts. We all belong to the Most High.
Exactly.
And you have to figure out your purpose. So we love King David because he had a purpose too.
Exactly.
And he teaches us how to connect with the Most High. And this is a prayer that he used for relief from adversaries. And we know King David had many adversaries, right?
I got a few myself. You got a few yourself. And listeners, y'all got a few too. Okay.
King David had adversaries in his own house. He had adversaries in his own nation. And then he had the enemy outside the whole nation that was trying to attack the whole nation. So he got adversaries on three levels. His family, his nation, and the nation's adversaries. Because the nation didn't forget. This man slew Goliath. The Philistines didn't forget that.
Right.
They after this guy. King Saul trying to kill him. His own son trying to engineer a coup to take over his throne. For King David, a lot of adversaries. He says in the 70th Psalm, I hope you are there. I didn't really announce the Psalm that he's going to read. Psalm 70, Psalm of King David. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Yah. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. And let those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let Elohim be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to help me, O Elohim. You are my help and my deliverer, O Elohim. Do not delay. That's a prayer that's short and sweet. And if you have adversaries that's trying to get you, your life is on the line, you should definitely turn to the 70th Psalm. Most I saved King David out of all his troubles. And a short, sweet psalm like this, people ask me, you know, about their troubles and things they be going through. I'm like, I need to master the psalms that King David wrote. There are psalms in there that will spiritually protect you. Because the spiritual is more powerful than the mental and the physical.
Right. They should be repentant.
He's giving us spiritual power with these prayers.
Right. Well, Patrick, we got enough time. If anyone wants to say something, wants to wish me a birthday, got anything on your mind, we got a little time. So, you know, we're going to open the mic for you. If you got something to say, say it. And otherwise, we're going to get ready to get out of here then. Yeah. We'll give you a few seconds. That maybe you got something on your mind you may want to ask Cartrell or I. And, okay. Area code 248. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
This is Sister Chavia. I wanted to say happy birthday to you. And I wanted to ask Brother Cotriel, were you all referring to the prophetess Deborah? From the early?
No.
No.
Rebecca's maidservant, handmaid, was way before the prophetess Deborah. Deborah came during the time of the judges, after we had crossed the Jordan under Joshua and Caleb, and they were judges. She was one of the judges. So she was way after this Deborah, who was a maidservant to Rebecca, our mother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I believe there were five Israelite prophetess. Why do the female prophets aren't mentioned much or aren't given the recognition?
They should be given equal filling and billing. On the Real Talk for Real People Intense Investigatory Study, we understand the value of our sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the importance of our sisters. We understand the equality in the relationships in regards to our sisters. Because without
and
right.
We have gone through the book of Ruth and the book of Esther, and we're reading about our ancient mothers, not just about our ancient fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're reading about Sarah. We're reading about Rebecca. We're reading about Rachel. We're reading about Leah and more to come, Dinah and Deborah. So there's a lot of Eve. We don't discriminate, or the Most High didn't discriminate against our women. Like Western thought does.
Right.
We honored our women more than we know.
Noticed, though, that when I, the Israel United in Christ, to not value women very much.
That's because we've been cut off from our roots and our culture. And as you continue to study with us, we're going to see that the next book that Moses wrote, the book of Shemot, we see that the book starts off with four prominent women in our nation.
Exactly.
Four prominent women. It don't start off with men. It starts off with women.
Exactly.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
The women save the nation, not the men.
Yeah, the handmaidens and Miriam.
Mm-hmm. Midwives.
Save the nation. Right.
Right.
And Miriam, along with her two brothers,
led
the children of Israel by the power of Yah out of Egypt. Wasn't Moses and Aaron and some other chief or captains of some tribe. It was Moses, Miriam, and their brother Aaron.
So we don't try to deprive, deny, or marginalize our sisters as far as this nation is concerned.
That is so important.
Right. Yeah, it is important for our women to understand that.
That rocks the cradle rules the world.
And our sisters need to understand that.
We affiliate ourselves with lions, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who teaches the baby lions, the male or the female?
The female.
Both male and female baby cub. She teaches both her sons and her daughters what it is to be a what?
Lion.
Lion. What to hunt, what to kill, what to be fearless of. The mother teaches them that, not the father. He's out trying to protect the property, right?
He's a babysitter. Right. A babysitting while she's out there hunting. She's about to eat babies. I'm going to go hunting. I need to get some food.
So we see, like we read here, that animals can teach us something, can't they?
Exactly. The whole point and premises. Animals can teach you a whole lot about the male and female relationship, the value of one to the other. One does not diminish the other or try to subjugate the other or humiliate the other. And so on and so forth. Papa and I said, you better bring me some bird seeds. I'll knock your eye out. Go get them bird seeds.
Ain't none of that going on in nature, Ock.
No.
We need to learn how to speak to the earth and learn from nature.
Exactly.
Learn from the animals, the beasts. We think they're less than us. No. They know more. They're way more than we know.
Our women are very important to this nation. And we simply don't give lip service to it. On a real talk for real people, investigatory, intense investigatory show. We give the value due them, the honor due them, and we try to keep it real on this show.
And we can see, as we read along, our women had a stronger spiritual connection with the Most High than our men did. They initiated our salvation. And y'all need to strengthen that area that y'all got. Because we can't match y'all. We can't match y'all. We can match y'all. Maybe you can match y'all because we have male prophets. But in that realm, when y'all start shedding tears to the Most High hears you immediately. Just like he heard Hagar, right? She started crying when Sarah kicked her out. Most High said, I got you. I see your tears. I got you. Right?
And you know, sister, I sure can't have no baby. I'm going to tell you that now. When I see sister go through with some babies, no.
Giving birth.
Yeah,
that's how serious it is. You bringing a soul that y'all created through your body. That's amazing. Man can't feel that.
They match that.
Man can't feel that. Y'all
like
feel that. A body, a human being passing through your body. You giving life to your children. We can't experience that.
You can't touch
We know how.
Can't touch that. Well, you still got
Thank you,
we ain't rushing you off. You ain't got to put the mic down until you tired of talking. Now you got the mic. Hold the mic.
Where you from, sis, and what's your name?
I'm Detroit, Michigan. I called before, Sister Tavia. Well, thank you both, and grace and peace. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
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 Well, God bless you.
Godrell, my brother and friend.
Yes, sir.
You got any closing remarks, brother?
Y'all so good. Y'all so great. I'm just loving the opportunity that he's given us to express these expressions that we're expressing in regards to tying into our roots, tying into Yah's, you know, doctrine for us. How we supposed to be as a people with our moral character through the examples that we're reading here and how we connect with Yah. The Most High has provided all that for us in this generation. So we really have no excuse as to why we can't connect with the Most High. And I think that's our most important mission, to allow the Most High to guide us, you know, in the direction that he wants us to be. We may not know, you know, on a personal level, but if we release ourselves to the Most High, he's going to make it all happen.
True.
So, people, release yourself to Yah. Find out what his mission for you is, why he created you, what purpose it is, because we live in some spectacular time.
Truth be told. I'm happy, Cartrell, of having the opportunity to delve into these and root out what the Most High would have us to do, and to look at it from all angles, a bird's eye view, to leave no stone unturned, burn the midnight oil, no leaf unturned. And to not be stagnated in our thinking, to be open-minded when it comes to the Most High and to our sisters, their value, to not to be like this Western Hemisphere when it comes to our sisters and each other, and knowing the value of relationships in that regard. Not only in regards to our sisters, to each other as brothers, to this nation, doing the best we can with what we got. And as we will see, we're going to have some troubles, brothers and sisters. It goes without saying. But do that make you a bad person? No, it does not. It makes you being tested. Go through the fire. Keep hold of the Most High. Keep focus. Do what the Most High tells you to. Love one another. Take care of one another. Support one another. Encourage one another. Motivate one another. Push each other in the right direction. That being said, listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're getting ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you. Direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Please stop doing that. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. You need to be immersed into this word. You need to be immersed into your culture. You need to have prudence. You need to have wisdom and understanding. And let those dictate you. Not some university that put a placard on your wall or some Greek fraternity that says it's going to support you whenever, and however. No, that's not the way we do it. The Most High will give you wisdom and prudence, common sense, which is important in your development because we're all a broken, truth be told. Well, I got to get ready to go. I love y'all. Love you, Cartrell. And we out of here. Enjoy this lovely song. And we're gone. Good night.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad ones, I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Remember when we were together. we were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
Singing this song to you.